on college or high school student, and pupils want to use it to grammar school sometimes.
And a woman in office who handles the mail and schedules the boss's appointments, she's his
secretary.
A man on the stage is an actor, so a woman is
actress.
And your nationality is
American.
And your race is
white.
And what would you call members of the other major race in this country?
I'd call them just different races.
Well, the dark-skinned people.
Oh, we call them. I call them blacks or Negroes. I call them Negroes.
Mm-hmm. What was the polite term when you were growing up?
The nigger, you mean what for the column?
Well, the what was polite?
The colored, colored person.
And then what is the insulting term?
Nigger.
Okay, and what do they prefer to be called?
Blacks now, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what would you call a child born of a racially mixed marriage?
I'd say a mixed breed.
All right. Do you know the term high yellow? What would that mean?
That'd be one that's half Negro and half white. Or
how do you say that?
Half Negro.
No, the term. The one I just said. I just want you to say it.
Half, you mean?
High.
High yellow.
Yeah, okay. And what would you call the man you work for?
My boss.
All right. Would blacks say boss or would they say something else?
Captain. Some of them would say captain or boss, something like
mm-hmm.
Boss man.
Yeah. What would you call white people who are not well off and who don't try to better themselves and they just don't seem to care?
Some call poor white trash.
All right. Would blacks call them the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you call people who come from way out in the country and know nothing about the town?
Country hicks or something.
All right. How about if they're from up in the mountains?
Mountaineers or mountain men and mountain people.
Do you know the term Hoosier? What does that mean?
Well, it's supposed to be a country person. Or, of course, a Hoosier state. It's
that's what?
Indiana.
Yeah. How about the term cracker?
That's where you, Georgia, that's where you get Florida crackers, Georgia crackers.
Is that insulting?
No, it wouldn't be. It'd just be a name just for a different locality. You wouldn't say Alabama cracker, you'd say Georgia cracker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If somebody were waiting for you to get ready so that you could go out and they called out, hey, will you be ready soon? You'd say, I'll be with you in
a moment.
All right. And if you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance, you might ask somebody how
far it is.
Mm-hmm. This next section is parts of the body, and I'll just point, and it will go very quickly. What do you call this part of your head?
Forehead.
And this stuff is?
Hair.
And a man might grow a
beard.
And what is the part?
Mustache.
All right, and this is my
ear.
Which one?
Left ear.
And this is my
right ear.
Okay, this is my
mouth.
And this whole thing is the
neck.
And you swallow down your
throat.
And what is this part that sticks out in front?
Adam's apple, they call that.
Did you ever hear of a goozle? What's that?
That's the same thing. I started saying goozle or Adam's apple.
Mm-hmm. And the dentist looks at your
teeth,
and he has to put a filling in one
tooth,
and the flesh around the teeth,
gums,
and this part of your hand,
palm of your hand,
and he doubled up both his
fists,
and he shook his
fists.
Any place where you bend would be a
joint.
Mm-hmm. And the upper part of a man's body is his
anatomy, or no, it would be his upper part, it would be a chest or
and these are your
shoulders or